It's our 3-2-1.
There you go.
We are here with Coach Jinx with so much to talk about that we ran out of a little bit of time there on as we recorded this. But, you know, my reaction to what you were just saying is obvious congratulations, and also just the significance of what you have done, as you said, because of the opportunities that you were presented and the timing. And as they say, location and timing are everything. And in this case as well. But for you to have opened this tremendous door for those to follow, it's just, you know, the ideal significance of the fact that you did it. So it's doable now for everyone that you represent and for, as you said, other cultures and other people that haven't been able to have this opportunity. But can you take me in a little bit? Because this is the now.
Right.
You know, you are the first African-American man to do this. But take me to the background to what you think got you there.
Well, like I said, and let me preface that by saying that I didn't win a state championship. We did.
That's right.
And I've got a phenomenal staff that works with me. Not for me, but with me. And I was fortunate enough to be given the opportunity to lead them. And then those are the doors that we're talking about. Getting some minority coaches in those leadership roles. You know, and looking at it, it's been a very humbling experience. It is my hope that you know, that state championship game, and not only that, the game we played on ESPN earlier in the year and our whole run, we've garnered, and coaching someone the caliber of a Malcolm Brown, we've garnered a lot of media attention. And it's my hope that some kid that's 8, 9, 10 years old or you know, 14, 15, 16 years old, or even better than that, some kid in college right now that doesn't put any limitations on himself, that says, okay, I'm going to go get my degree in education. I am going to be a coach. And when I get that job, it's not just to be the running backs coach. It's to lead a community or a school district. But that's my hope.
And I think that it's a hope that you've already turned into a reality for a lot of people. I'm sure a lot of those young men out there are already on their path to doing that thanks to your achievement. So I know I applaud you. I know everyone on Longhorn Live listening is applauding you. And our hope is that you can come back to Longhorn Live sometime soon. And we also have another hope that we can possibly get Malcolm Brown to get us, give us a little bit of an insight as to how he's feeling these days. So we're going to hope for that. And
I think that's definitely a possibility. I just appreciate the time and the opportunity to visit with you. And only questions that I have of you, questions about you, is I kind of question some of the people you run around with.
Coach Jinx now putting me on the spot. I thought I had already graduated and made him nervous, and now I'm blushing. What's up, Coach?
Thank you, Rita. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for being here with us today. And y'all stay tuned, because we do have more exciting VIP interviews coming up here on Longhorn Live. No se vayan.
Perfect. We've done that a time or two.